Aradadasas ile manterias. Come la hasa zilish. In the name of Jesus. Let's be seated. Let's be seated. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Bible said in John chapter 1, verse 5. John chapter 1, verse 5. I need somebody who reads fast, who opens the scriptures very fast to get the mic. There are scriptures I will tell you to read. There are those I will quote. There are those I will tell you to read. Don't worry, I'll tell you the ones to read. The Bible said something about Jesus. You know, I told us yesterday, I said it's important to define or to look at a context from different levels of their reality. Are we together? I told us it's possible to define a reality from the natural realm. And for those who their essence is only in the natural, that will be very correct for them. I also told us it's possible to define reality from the preternatural realm, which is the realm of the second heaven, and those who interact from there, it will be okay for them. A man who interacts in the second heaven, the preternatural realm, the soulish realm, he observes and defines reality beyond the natural. So he has a deeper meaning into the essence of things. But a man who operates only in the natural, if you begin to tell him realities about the second heaven, he can't even believe it. He will think you are a fanatic. Are we together? And then there are those who observe things from the highest realm of reality, the realm of God, the supernatural realm. Before you will know that you have fully laid hold on something is when you can see it from the realm of God. If you are not able to see something from the realm of God, you don't have a full grip on that reality. And you may not be aware until there is a challenge that your depth of understanding, which is only within the natural, cannot handle. That is when you will discover your limitations, and then you will understand that knowledge are in different strata in the spirit. Take medical sciences, for example. They never believed that there was a spiritual angle to sickness. So everything that happens to you, the doctor feels, is something that caused you the disease or whatever, and all of that. A point came where they diagnosed infirmities and applied everything within medical intelligence to deal with it, and the infirmities were not going. And they knew that these things they were applying had the capacity to deal with the infirmity. So they began to understand that certain things are beyond the scope of natural existence. And they called it idiopathic medicine. It's a medicine that they cannot deal with their physical equipment and their minds. Somebody has a wound, and then the wound is not healing. And then you do all the diagnosis, and the thing is not going. And the wound keeps growing until you have to amputate the person. And the wound keeps growing. So when doctors realize that there are deeper angles to realities, they began to suggest other things. And that's why in recent times, doctors will tell you, medical science can't handle this matter. Do what you can do. They know there is a place beyond medicine. There are sicknesses now they categorize as idiopathic medicine. They don't have a cure for it. They don't have an explanation. That was what triggered the study of psychology. And now, in many advanced nations of the world, psychology is a part of medicine. Because psychology studies operations in the mind. Psychology interacts at a realm that is a bit higher. But even psychology in recent times have discovered that many operations are beyond brain disorder. Simple issues like madness, what you call schizophrenia, the psychologists will tell you it's not a disease, but they don't know what it is. Because even at the soulish level, there is yet a higher realm. It is called the realm of God. So if you are not able to define a context from the realm of God, you don't know what it is. You may have knowledge to a level that can save you certain issues, but when that thing becomes severe, you will see how handicapped you are. That is why in scriptures, even though the men of old had physicians and they understood that certain infirmities, certain disorders could be caused from natural processes, the Bible considers sickness as an oppression of the devil. That's a definition from the highest realm. Whether directly or indirectly, it says what? It is an oppression of the devil. It's not because they are ignorant that you could be bitten by mosquito and then have malaria. It's not because they are ignorant that you could overwork yourself and your nervous system breaks down. They have all of this understanding, but they define the context from the highest level. And when you deal with a context from the highest level, the impact can travel through all the levels. So when it is, either it is natural or preternatural, so long as you are dealing with it from the supernatural, it will change the effect through all of the realms. So when you are dealing with a reality, it's important to deal with it from the highest sphere. And that's why when we began talking media, I told you that media is not just a tool for communication. Media is not just a tool for exchanging ideas, interest. It's not just a tool for interaction. I told you media is a medium, a means rather, of communicating the essence of spirits. By so doing, you will understand that even your thoughts are flowing from a realm higher than you. By so doing, you understand that your actions could be motivated by entities that are living in the dimension that is superior to your dimension. And even the subject of light that we are about to look at this morning has interactions and definitions from heights that is beyond the natural. The Bible said in John chapter 1 verse 5 concerning Jesus, he said that light is the true light that lighted every man that cometh into the world. Why does the Bible call it the true light? It didn't say it's a true light. It said it's what? The true light. Now, those are definite articles. It means there is no other true light. Listen, Jesus said something in John 14 verse 6. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. What does that mean? It means apart from Jesus, there is no salvation. You know, there are people that say, oh, do you mean every other person will die? Do you mean? It's either Jesus is a liar, or the people are liars. And glory to God, our Lord Jesus is not a liar. So when the word day is used, it means that's the only way. So Jesus is the only way unto salvation. The same way in this scripture, when he said, I am day, he said that light is the true light. He's talking about a light that operates in a realm beyond the natural. There is light in the natural realm, like as we are seeing this ball. This light in the natural realm has its own characteristics, it has its own uses, it has its own abilities. For example, it's impossible for you to see an object unless by the agency of light. That's why if light goes off, you can't see anymore. It's not because the eye is not there. It's not because the brain is not there to process. It's not because the object is not there. But the moment you remove light, the object, the eye, and the brain becomes useless as touching sight. So even the natural light has its use. How do you see? When you look at an object, it is the light the object is emitting that your eye decodes and your brain deciphers. You get that now? When you look at an object, everything in this object emits light. Is the light emitted from this object because it is a non-luminous object? So it absorbs the light from the sun and emits it. It's the light this object emits that makes it possible for your brain to receive it. So you are actually interacting with the light emitted from this object. So the color is an energy, the location, everything that is emitted is what your brain, your eye decodes, and then your brain deciphers it. That's why you can tell the distance of the object, you can tell the color of the object, you can tell the shape of the object. If this object have no light on it now, you can't see it, even if you are looking in this direction. And if you think it's a lie, come here in the night. When the whole light is off, the object will still be there. I'll still be standing where I'm standing, but I won't be able to see it because light has been taken away. So even the natural light has its own advantage. But there is a realm of light that is superior. Are we together? So when we are talking about the mysteries of light, we are not just talking about this light. In fact, it is the understanding of light that brought about the breakthrough in sciences. It is called wave-particle duality. It is a central subject in quantum mechanics. That's what most of these guys who are doing all this quantum thing are talking about, but they've not really studied it, so they don't really understand. So you see a preacher now saying he's going to tetraform into the multiverse because he has understood a little bit of quantum science, but that's not exactly what it means. For example, science have been able to prove that there is an unseen dimension, and it is because of the unseen dimension that technology has advanced. Even the transmission of data, the electromagnetic radiation that we are talking about, is all a function of that, right? Because on account of speed and frequency, a particle can become a wave. This particle now, if it begins to vibrate at a very high speed, you will not see it again. It will become a wave. Have you been in the room and then your fan is turning, and it's turning very fast, and you don't see the blade? There is a speed that fan can get to. It will literally look as if it has dematerialized. It has changed from a particle to a wave. So light was the first particle that was able to depict both wave and light and particle capacity. So a photon of light operates as a wave and as a particle. Are we together? So light, the study of light has brought about a revolution of the world. So natural and visible light has its advantage, but there's a higher realm of light. The light we want to talk about this morning is the light from the realm of God. And I'm going to tell you two things about light. Because of the time we have, time is gone. I'll tell you two things about light, and then I'll tell you three uses of light that constitute very cardinal aspect of your essence. You will understand now that without light, you will have no meaning. The reason you have meaning is because of light. Because everything you know, everything you believe, everything you do is a function of the information that is transferred to you through light. So what is light? Before we begin to talk about, light is actually the essence of God. Do you know what we mean when we say essence? Essence. What we mean by essence? Light is the essence of God. Let me show you something that the Bible says. In John chapter 8 verse 12, listen to what. Okay, read John chapter 9 verse 5 first.
9 verse 5. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
Did you hear what Jesus said? The Bible said he's the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. That's why I told you that without light you have no meaning. But the reason that light lights you is because himself is first of all light. He said, so long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. That means God can never be known or manifested except by light. The only way you can interact with God
The only way you can reach out to the personality called God is because there is a substance in him called light. Without light, it will be impossible to touch, to interact, and to know God. The only way God is known, the only way God is experienced, is through light. When there is no light, God cannot be known. Light is what God has chosen as the medium through which his reality can be communicated. So every time you interact with God, it's because there is a transaction of light that is going on. The transaction of light is the communication of God to another vessel. Read Matthew chapter 8 verse 12 and see what the Bible says.
Shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
Are you saying that? He who follows the light shall have what? The light of life. That means the way life is expressed is by light. That's why he said he is the light that lighteth every man that comes into the world. For example, he said something. He said that life is the light. That life is the light. So the only way life can become a communicable reality is by light. He said that life is the light that lightened every man. That means the Lord himself, who is life, the fountain, the source of all things, cannot be interacted with unless it becomes a light. So light is the only medium through which communication with life is possible. If God were life, it would have been impossible for man to relate with him. But the life of God became the light of man. So light is the means through which God can be reached. The essence of God is communicated by a substance called light. Every time God reaches out to you, there is a transference of light. So the essence of God, as humankind know, is called light. Everything you know about God is a measure of light that is given to you. Everything about God, all of us know God in different degrees. You know, light travels in quanta. That's what we call quantum sciences. It means a packet. Life travels in packet. This light you are seeing, you think is a ray. This ray you are seeing, they are actually definite packets. These packets you are interacting with is the reason you are able to interact with this place. If there is no light, if everywhere goes dark now, this place will lose meaning. Come to this tent at night when there is no light, every place will lose meaning. You will become a confused being and you cannot relate with anything. The same way, if God removes light from his being, everything that is called God will be meaningless to you. That's why the Bible said, they know not because they walk on in darkness. So the moment light was withdrawn from the world, humankind could no longer access the dimensions of God. They began to walk in darkness. So the only way meaning could be given to life is when the essence of God is communicated to him, and the medium to which the essence of God is communicated is light. So when we talk light, we are talking something that is higher. We are talking an effulgence of a life system. The life of God communicated to you is called the light. Are we together now? For example, God is your healing. But the only way you can walk in the experience of healing is when that light is communicated to you. Light is called understanding. Are we together now? I want to show you the spiritual angle to the words we mentioned. The reason we use words to describe spiritual things is because that's the only way we can actually describe them. But spiritual things are tangible realities. For example, when we say understanding, what are we talking about? When we say understanding, we are talking about your ability to apprehend light. Any man who is able to lay hold on light has understanding. So understanding is your reception of light. Without understanding, a man cannot have the ability to capture and to demonstrate the essence of God. So when we say understanding, we are not just saying knowing something. We are saying your ability to capture and to lay hold on the essence of light. So for example, God is your healing. But for you to walk in healing when you are sick, there is a form of light that you need to lay hold on. And the moment you lay hold on that form of life, naturally you become healed. What has happened? The essence of God has been transmitted to you. What you call healing is life. What you call wisdom is life. What you call essence is life. But that life reaching out to you is light. The moment you lay hold on it, it's called understanding. So every time you relate with God, don't relate with God from a religious context. Relate with God as a substance of reality that you are coming to interact with so that you can become like Him. Do you know what the Bible said? As we behold Him, we are changed. When we behold God, what is happening? I just showed you something, a natural illustration. The natural is a depiction of the supernatural. I just showed you something, that when you look at this thing, what is happening is that this object is emitting light. That's why you are interacting with this light. So when the Bible said, when we behold Him, we are changed, what do you think the Bible is talking about? When we behold Him, the reality that transfers from Him gets into us and we become like Him. That's why the Lord said, no one sees me and live. He didn't say, if you see me, you will die. It was John that decoded that statement in 1 John chapter 3 verse 3. He said, when we see Him, we shall be like Him. So when Paul was saying, if we see Him, we are changed, Paul is saying, when we see Him, we will interact with His essence. So our intimacy with God is a business of light. He said, if you walk in the light as He is in the light, then the blood of Jesus cleanses you. So even the forgiveness of God is communicated to you, because there's an economy called light. A lot of people don't have light, so they walk on in darkness. What is light? Light is the essence of God. Light is the substance of understanding. Without light, man is helpless. Hallelujah. I have to be fast because we have just 15 minutes. Patrick, what is light? Light is not this. It is the essence of God. How much light do you have in a subject matter is your authority in that area. Did you know what God told Job in Job 38 verse 7? He said, declare now if you have understanding. In verse 1, he said, who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? So every time a man is walking in ignorance, what is he doing? He's in darkness. And God was telling Job, so long as you are in darkness, you have no authority. So he said to Job, he said, declare if you have understanding. Have you caught light? Because light is your authority. Because when you have light, you have me. Declare now if you have understanding. And Job was helpless. At the end of the day, he repented because he was speaking from darkness. The essence of God is communicated by a system in the spirit called light. It's the substance of God related to creation. There's no way creation can relate with creator except by a medium called light. Everywhere light is absent, God is absent. Everywhere light comes, God has shown up. Paul was praying to the church in Ephesians. He said, read Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18 to 18 for me. Let me just explain certain things from there quickly before we proceed. I want to show you some things that will help your walk with God from now. That's the reason I'm talking about this. Not just
Ephesians 1 verse 1.
Ephesians 1 17 and 18.
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ,
that was Paul praying for the church in Ephesus,
the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him.
Are you seeing that now?
The eyes of your understanding.
Wait. Are you seeing that now? Your ability to walk in the realm of God is by the communication of His spirit. He said that God may give unto you a spirit. He didn't say God should give you wisdom. When I come and talk to you, you think you're understanding me because your brain is decoding something. I am actually transmitting something to you. It's a tangible thing in the spirit. It's called the spirit. That you hear me and become wise is not because you read something and you are knowing something. Every time you think your mind is opening, it's a spirit that's been communicated. Jesus came to the disciples and the Bible said He breathed upon them and opened He their understanding that they may understand the scripture. What did Jesus do? For understanding to come, His essence was imparted to them. So it is their receipt of His essence that is called understanding. So He said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ may give unto you the spirit. But this is the operation of the spirit in their life. It's called wisdom and revelation. But how will they come into this revelation? He said light must be furnished. He said that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened. So the only way they can interact with the spirit of wisdom and revelation is when light comes. The word wisdom is the word knowledge. The word revelation is the word apocalypsis. The knowledge is the information gathered. The apocalypse is the unveiling. But if there's no light, there will be no interaction. It's just like you come into this room in the dark. The whole air conditions are here. The fan is here. The speaker is there. But because this place is dark, the revelation is the opening up. The door has been opened to you. But it doesn't mean you can know where the door is. You can't interact with the keyboard. You can't interact with the air condition. Why? Because light has not been falling. So he said the only way you can begin to interact with the spirit of wisdom and revelation is when the eyes of your understanding is illuminated. The word is fortizo. It is the release of the life of God. So you may have a spiritual reality, but you may not walk in it. Can I tell you something? Every one of us who is sick here has healing in our spirit. Every one of us who is afraid here has boldness in our spirit, because it's called a spirit. But you cannot interact with the healing that is in your spirit unless there is illumination. So Paul was praying for the church. He said, God will give you the spirit, but much more, I am praying that light will be granted to you. Because the moment light comes, you become wise. The moment light comes, revelation will become important. That's why you remain sick. You are going from place to place looking for healing. But brother, your healing is in your spirit. Why is it that the Holy Ghost, who is your healer, is in your spirit? You are still sick. Is the absence of light. The reason we teach the gospel is so that light can be communicated. And that's why when we teach the gospel, our focus is not English language. When we teach the gospel, we know we are communicating God to people. The first time I heard it, I marveled. Apostle said, when I talk, I deposit God in people. It's a particle of God that is communicated to you. A quantum of his reality is deposited in you. So that you go home all of a sudden, and then you now say, I want to serve the will of God. You don't know what happened. It's not that you just became aware of something. There is God deposited. That dimension of light that you apprehended is what is now regulating your life. So meaning comes when we interact with light. Because light is the essence of God. There are many people who think spirituality is to know something. So they are running, reading books, hearing messages, and then they gather things in their head and they are talking. When light is not come, you cannot walk in the reality of what you are talking about. That's why you see many preachers, healing preachers, are dying of sickness. Many prosperity preachers are dying of poverty. What is the difference? They know the doctrine, but they don't have the life. The life is the God communicated. And until God is communicated, understanding cannot be born. That is why he breathed into them for their understanding to be open. Why didn't he just come and tell them, begin to understand? He had to breathe into them. Light needed to enter them. So when you come to God, I told you it's not about how long we pray. Lengthy prayers are important. It breaks the flesh. But when we come to God, we hunger for the presence so that a part of him can be deposited in us. It's called the mystery of light. Many are walking in darkness. They have mental knowledge, but they don't have light. When light comes, we gain authority. The men of old were wise. They didn't pursue knowledge. They pursued God. Because when God comes, God becomes knowledge. When God comes, God becomes understanding. When God comes, God becomes wisdom. It is the mystery of light. The nature of light you have is what determines the quality of your life. When you find yourself struggling, don't trouble yourself so much. What you need is light. So pursue after it. It is the essence of God. When you study healing, don't study to know about healing. Study to know healing. Healing is a person. And that person is communicated as light. When you study love, don't study to know about love. Study God. You will know the person called love. When it's furnished, it becomes a part of you. That's why I told you, you don't know something unless you are transformed. If you know something, the Bible said knowledge puffs the head. You know something, you become proud. But when the reality is communicated to you, it changes you to the likeness of that thing. That's where there's a difference between knowing about God and knowing God. When you know the healer, you are healed. When you know the wise one, you become wise. When you know the merciful God, you become merciful. When you know the loving God, you become loving. It's a knowledge that is the deposit of the essence of God. Light is the essence of God. Many don't have it. And you don't have it because you are a Christian. You have it because it is released unto you. I've never started. See, I've not checked my notes. Time is up. Time is up. Speak in tongues for 1 minute. Speak in tongues for 1 minute. When you begin to pray now, your prayer will have more meaning. I know a lot of people who are praying. Say, Lord, they want to know about you. They want to know your ways. What's in their mind is because they want to preach. So when they are reading the Bible, they are looking for a message to preach. Interact with light. Your life will first of all change. He said, give thyself wholly to these things. There's a form of understanding that you have because you have apprehended light. Many don't have light, so we walk on in darkness. Jesus said, so long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. So long as I am in the world. Don't pray in tongues for 1 minute. It's time to change the kind of prayers you pray. In the name of Jesus. Let me tell you something. There will be no creative operation in your life unless first of all light comes. Everything you are trusting God to do in your life cannot happen unless light comes. Rabbi Donald said something. He said light is the manual of creation. If light is withdrawn from you, you will know everything you still know, but you have no result. The word of God itself will not work unless light comes to you. The substance of God himself, you have to yearn for it. You have to demand it. You have to desire it. And you have to pursue it. Quit this arrogance of this generation pursuing after knowledge because they want to have something to say. There is a gross difference between knowing so much and knowing the Lord. The word of God in your life will not work unless there's light. You will know a scripture. You will be with that scripture for 10 years. It can't help you unless there's light. Before God began to create the world, the Bible said, he said, let there be light. Listen, he didn't create that light. He called that light forth out of darkness. In 1 Corinthians 4, 6, the Bible said he's the one that called forth light out of darkness. The light that God made in Genesis 1 is the sun and the moon. The light he called forth in Genesis 1 verse 3 is the atmosphere for creation that he summoned from the deep. Because until that atmosphere is available, he cannot create other things. So in 1 Corinthians, Paul gave us insight. He said he called forth light out of darkness. If God wants to begin to work in your life, the first thing he will do is that he will furnish you with light. Then for the first time, the many scriptures you are quoting and you think you know will begin to impart you. It was in the ambience of light that God began the recreation process. Hope you know everything he did in Genesis 1 was a recreation process. Yes. Sorry? I need to explain. Jesus, listen now. If I say this thing now, can you bear it? Can you bear this thing? Jesus was not in Genesis 1. Are you? Let me show you something. You know, I told you something yesterday that looks very simple, but is the reason most of you don't have answers to your prayer. Most people pray to Jesus in the name of Jesus. That's why they don't have answers to prayer. They say, Lord, please provide my daily bread in the name of Jesus. Meanwhile, Jesus said, you will not pray to me. He said, pray to the Father in my name. So they are praying to Jesus in the name of Jesus, but because they are religious about it, they thought they did something. These words are simple, but they are heavy. The personality in Genesis 1 is the word of God. Jesus is not just the word of God. Jesus is the word of God made flesh. And there was no word of God made flesh in Genesis 1. What you have in Genesis 1 is the Logos of God. The man you call Jesus is the Logos made flesh. They are two different things. The Logos made flesh is the Savior of the world. The Logos is the creator of the world. They are two different things. Are we together? But when we refer to light, we are referring to the full essence of the Godhead that brings man to a place where he can experience God. Are you with me? Did that thing sing to you? I'm saying this so that I'm saying this so that it will affect your mentality in prayer. It will affect your mentality when you study the word. There are a lot of people who are studying different doctrines. Their goal is to know about the doctrine. And then while they are studying it, they want to preach it. That's why they know a lot, they are not transformed. Remember, I told you yesterday that there are many Islamic biblical scholars. There are many Islamic theologians. They even know the Bible more than you. What is the difference? Is it not the word of God they are interacting with? The difference is that the essence of God is not deposited in them. So when you study the word of God, pursue his essence. When we say we want to know the Lord, what we are asking for is to receive his light. When you pray, pursue the essence of God. Because your mindset is what determines the direction of the flow of God. That's why you and I can be praying the same prayer point. Our results will be different, even though we all have faith. You and I can be studying the same book, hearing the same message. Our results will be different because we filter it through a different vista. When your goal is to apprehend God and to come into experience, you are making demand for light. But when your goal is to know about God, you are making demand for dead knowledge. And it's oftentimes an offshoot of the flesh. When you interact with God, pursue his reality. Ask for his essence. And the moment God comes, the scriptures will become wisdom. The moment God comes, the scriptures will become power. The moment God comes, the scripture will become everything that you need. But if you pursue the scripture for scripture's sake, you will be a good preacher, but you will not have the experience of God. There are many people preaching today who are frustrated. They don't know God. There are many people teaching about the word of God, the voice of God. They don't remember the last time they heard God, because the experience is not there. And it's a function of the mind. The God that you interact with is the light that proceeds from his reality. The light of God is the essence of God that you communicate with. So when you study, when you pray, ask for his reality. And when that thing comes to you, you will know him. And you will start becoming like him. Because he said, if we see him, we shall be like him. I know a lot of people who are crying in different challenges. It's even a waste to give them scripture. They will be meditating on that scripture. They are trying to cram the scripture. Meanwhile, the scriptures are gateways into the experience of God. But because they don't place a demand in their spirit for the essence of that scripture, even though they are cramming it and they are quoting it and making intelligent communication, they don't know the essence. But the day you make a demand for the essence, light will travel in your direction. And when light travels, every information that you need to know is decoded. That's why I say, when you look at this air conditioner or air conditioner, you are going to see the color, you see the shape, you see the distance from you. Everything is communicated because light has been emitted. You can describe this whole air condition because you know about air condition, but you may never know it unless this same air condition emits light in your direction. That's the crisis of many people. They can describe God, they can talk about God, but they don't know him. And the easiest way to check it is to check your experience. Are you sick? Do you believe in healing? Do you know God heals? Do you know scriptures on healing? Why are you not healed? Paul said something. He said, whoever is in Christ Jesus is a new creation. It's not an argument. He said, all things are passed away. But he said something. It's a different thing to enter the new one. He said, behold. The word behold is idol. It means to become aware. Are you not aware of what you know? Yes, in the spirit it is possible. You can know it, but you are not aware. The only time awareness is furnished is when light comes. It is the essence of God. Many people don't know his essence. And this thing I'm telling you is a mystery. That's why we stay in the presence for long. So that by all means, essence can be communicated. Did you remember that Paul met Jesus and he was blind? He didn't know him. but he saw him. He called him Lord. He even accepted to serve him. What will you have me do? But he didn't know him. How did Paul get to know Jesus? In Galatians chapter 1 verse 13, he said, when he pleased the Father to reveal his Son in me, that's when light came. He saw Jesus in a figure, but he didn't know him. I saw Jesus at the age of 9. And I'm not telling you about the trance. I saw him visibly at the age of 9. It was at 21 I began to know the Lord. Paul saw Jesus. He didn't know him. He went to the wilderness of Arabia. He was there in the presence until he said what? The Father revealed the Son. What is the revelation? Light has now come. Meanwhile, he had accepted to serve Jesus the first day he met him. What is the difference? It's called a mystery. When God is revealed to you, the light of God is imparted into you. That's when everything you study about God will begin to make sense. That's when everything you know about God will begin to have power. It will take a long time for people who stay in the presence. There are lots of distracted people. They hear message, gather information from here and here, and they preach. You will preach and become popular, but you will not know God. The man who knows God is the man that sits at his feet until he channels his light on that man. The light will be there. The children of Israel were led by the pillar of cloud and the pillar of smoke and fire for 40 years. They didn't know him. The Bible said they knew his acts. It was the man that traveled and stayed in the presence that the Bible said knew his ways. What was the difference? It's the light that they interacted with. What is the measure of light you are interacting with now? What area of your life does the light of God illuminate? The world is fortism. You can have the wisdom, that is the knowledge. You can have the apocalypse, that's the unveiling. But has light been furnished? If light is not furnished, you cannot enter the reality. That scripture he read, the moment he said that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, he began to talk about power. Read it. Ephesians 1 verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, then what will happen?
That he may know.
Ye may know.
What is the hope of his calling?
What is the hope of his calling? How will you have wisdom and revelation? You will not know the hope of his calling until the eyes of your understanding is enlightened. That's when light came. That's why a lot of people are talking about, they say they are apostles, they are everything, but they still don't even have hope in eternal life. A man is full of wisdom. A man is full of revelation. Yet, he doesn't know the hope of his calling. He said, until the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, then you will know what is the hope of his calling. And what next?
And what the riches?
The exceeding riches.
The glory.
Of his glory.
His inheritance.
Of his inheritance.
His estate.
The sense. Did you not read? Read on.
And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us world who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead?
All of these things are there, but you are not aware. You have revelation into the world. You are full of wisdom. People revere you, but the fortizo dimension have not come. It's a mystery in God. Until light is furnished on a man, he can never walk in the experience of God. The experience of God is a proponent of light. That's why he said that life is the true light that lighted every man that cometh into the world. There are many who are not illuminated. They brag with revelation. They brag with wisdom. But there is a cry on their inside because they know that what they are saying, they don't have the experience. And many will not come to God and ask for mercy and desire it until the day of crisis. So you see many dying on the inside because light is absent. The dimension of God that makes you to have an experience of his reality is not there. In one point he said, our inheritance in light. In Colossians 1:12, he said, giving thanks to the Father who has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. The inheritance is in light because that's where the essence of God is communicated. How much light do you have? I know you know scriptures. I know you are a man of wisdom. I know you have revelation. but how much light do you have? In what area of your life does God illuminate you? The one you know is the one you walk in. There is no doctrine I've not studied, but there are a few things I walk in. God came to me and he said, I will give you a message to the world. It's called the message of life. And for many months I went, I was studying Zoe. I taught his doctrine. I will give you a message of life to your generation. I went and was studying Zoe. I didn't know what the Lord was talking about until I pressed deeper. And as I stayed in his presence, he said, my word in your life will become the life of men. And when that thing began to break out through me, I go for meetings, sometimes I write my message, and as I stand, it begins to flow from heaven. And I'm talking for 1 hour, talking for 2 hours, I don't consult any doctrine. But so long as I am brought to that inspiration, anybody that hears, repent. There is a spirit of righteousness that galvanizes the person. I don't know how it happens, but there is an economy. It is life at work. Light had come. So when I go for meetings now, I don't labor to study what to preach. I stay in the presence. I discover if I pray in tongues for 3 hours, something happens when I mount the pulpit. My heart becomes heavy. And so long as that weight is on my heart, every word that comes out of my mouth is like a bullet. I thought it was something to study and preach. I didn't know it was to stay in the presence and preach. And every time I stay in the presence, as I stand on the pulpit, I become an extension of Zion. Most of the things I say, I don't know them. They flow through me like a river. He told me, my word in you will be a life to your word. I thought it was Zoe. I didn't know that for me, it's an economy. That was when I understood why men like Bishop Oyedepo, anything they say ends in faith. I didn't know what it meant. It is a light that they have got. Everything Apostle preaches ends in kingdom. Everything Pastor Chris preaches ends in eternal life. I didn't know what it meant. It was then I realized that when light comes to you, you become an extension of the dimensions of God. A part of God that has been planted in you. Everything you know about God will flow through that dimension. There is nothing Bishop Oedipus says that doesn't end in faith. Because the light he caught, that's the dimension. So if he's talking prosperity, if he's talking blessing, if he's talking the Holy Ghost, it will filter through that light that he caught. And you hear him end in faith, faith, faith. What is happening? It's a dimension. What light have you caught? That will be the horn that the Lord will exhort to the nations. Many don't know it. And they think it's about scriptures. We read until you grow old. That best will be a theology. What is the light of God that is at work in you? He said, Jesus, the word, will become the light that lighted every man that cometh into the world. Are you just doing business with the word, or he has become light? It's a mystery in God. And only men of the presence are able to apprehend, articulate, and express this dimension. You ancient Zion's King, we cry out, you are mighty on your throne. We will not preach everything. We will only preach the light that we have caught in God. And if you have not caught a light, you have no message for your generation. It's a mystery. You don't have the light of God, you have no message for your generation. You can read the whole Bible and you will brag that you fasted for 19 years. You will brag that you have read the Bible cover to cover, but you don't have a message for your generation. You have no message. It's a dimension in God. Only men of light are witnesses. Only men of light are custodians of the dimensions of God. The men that he calls overcomers are the men that have caught a dimension of it. Even in the angelic realm, that is how it is. Gabriel is a manifestation of the power of God. Michael is a manifestation of the power of God. Gabriel is a manifestation of the wisdom of God. Every time Gabriel sees the Lord, what he sees is wisdom. Every time Michael sees the Lord, what he sees is power. What do you see when you look at him? You gather scriptures, you think it's about doctrine. You are a waste. You are a waste to your generation. It is the light you interact with that is the dimension of God you know. You can know the Bible, but you will not know God. You can know the scripture, but God will be far from your quarter. What is the light you have interacted with? Are you that man that is still loafing about and rolling like a baboon? A balloon without a reference. When we study the Bible, we are not studying because we want to know scriptures and quote and impress men. When we study the Bible, we are finding the doorway into the dimensions of God that is built into our spirit. That's why we read the scripture, not because we want to impress people that we know the Bible. My calling is not to be a theologian. I am called to be a witness of life. What is the light of God you have found? Don't waste your time like that. Don't waste your destiny like that. It's life we are talking about, and it's an economy of light. What's the dimension of God? You know, it's a flow of light. That's why we stay in the presence. That's why we cry. And when you know how it works in people, your life will become a wonder to your world. What aspect of God will the world see through you? It's a vista that only you can mirror. But until you touch that light in him, you can't give expression to it. It's a time to cry. Kamarash. Selikamana Krise Balahasis. Perikos Kabrina Talish. Rikaman Tatiga Pash. We have come into a place in Christianity where people brag how long they've been in church. I've been in church for 20 years. Who taught you economy? The economy of life is judged by time. Life is judged by the intensity of light that you carry. How much of the light of God do you have? That's what the mortals measure life by. We brag of our titles in church. I'm an apostle. Who told you the mortals care about your title? What is the light you have seen? He said, when we see him, we shall be like him. What you are today is a proof of the God that you have met in the spirit. If there is no dimension of God that can be traced to you, it means you have not seen him. It doesn't matter the volumes of times you have read the Bible. He said, when we see him, we shall be like him. What aspect of him have you seen? What kind of light have you interacted with in the spirit? It's a sign of your identity in God. When we see him, we shall be like him. Some of us are supposed to be traffickers of the mercies of God, but the problem is that we have not seen mercy in the spirit. Some of us are supposed to be communicators of the love of God. The problem is that we have not seen love in the spirit. Some of us are supposed to be expression of the power of God. The challenge is that we have not seen power in the spirit. It's not something that runs on the economy of scripture. It's a light in the spirit. And he said, until your eyes of understanding is enlightened, there can be no expression of God through your life. The dimensions of God that you give expression to is a function of the God that you have seen in the spirit. That's why we pray. That's why we fast. That's why we stay in the presence. It's not a show of how long we can pray. It's a sign of our yieldedness to the monarch of Zion, to the degree that we can apprehend him, so that we can become the solution to our world. The world awaits you, brother. The world awaits you, sister. But what light can you give expression to? Why will you not stay there until that dimension breaks out? Many saw him. They saw him. Peter said, we did not come with cunningly devised fables. When we spoke unto you about the coming monarch of Zion, he said, we were eyewitnesses of these things. We saw him upon the mount. Such are the men that can die because they have seen him as he is. Have you seen the Lord? What light have you interacted with in the spirit? Shakamanas. You ancient Zion King, Kadosh, Kadosh, you mighty on your throne. Hey, you reign, you ancient Zion King, Kadosh, Kadosh, you mighty on your throne. Sometimes the quality of light you see comes to you as a body. That's why you have certain kinds of body. That's the light God wants to show you. It comes as a body, but you don't attend to it. Because you're in a territory where everybody's talking Bible. You think it's about Bible. It's a button that God places in your heart to lead you in the direction of light. Hey, Kasila Mahatia. Helila Kobra Sivinata. Moses was supposed to be a deliverer. The burden he had was to deliver. And when he saw the burning bush, God appeared to him as the deliverer of Israel. That was why he came as a deliverer. The burdens you have is the kind of light God wants to show you in the spirit. Kateterina tas. Habo, 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 habo. Kabadia sumre na tatani. Obrus kavila bariana taes. Taes, taes. It's a mystery of light. God reveals himself to humankind as light. What light has he shown you? Where have you traveled to in the spirit? The light Moses saw was the burning bush, the light of the deliverer. The light Paul saw was the light of mysteries. And he came and deciphered the foundations of the church. He gave expression and perspective to things that even Jesus himself never
was Paul that taught us the ways of the church. It was Paul that brought the doctrine of the ecclesia, because he saw the God that wanted to build a system in the world that the princes of this world cannot conquer. What is the light you have saw? John said, I was at the bars of Patmos. I had visions. He saw visions in the spirit. And when he entered heaven, God began to tell him about the days to come. So he became a custodian of the wisdom of God as touching the end times. That was the light he saw. What is the light you have seen? All of these men have read the Bible, but they saw a light. What light have you seen in the spirit? When we all read the Bible, when we all pray, but who we are is a function of the kind of light we have seen. He said, for when we see him, we shall be like him. Kama satakash. You want to pray in tongues, this is the time. You want to cry, this is the time. You want to wail, this is the time. That you will press into the heights of Zion. That the great one will reveal himself to you. The dimensions that is consistent with your ordination. That he may reveal it to you. And in your word, you may become the expression of that dimension of God. You reign. You ancient Zion's King, Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. Hiya. What is the hunger you have in your spirit? Maybe that's the light he wants to show you. He said, if you have fellowship with us, just as we have fellowship with him, just as we have fellowship with him. These men understood the mystery of light, so they traveled to Zion. They walked in the spirit until they came to a point where they saw him as he is. That's when their study of the Bible became significant. That's when their prayer became significant. They saw the Creator who is called the I Am that I Am in the spirit. The one that created all things but was never created. They saw a being who was mystical in all his dimensions. Thank you, Jesus. If you can stand, let's stand up now and pray. Want to ask the Lord, reveal your dimensions to us. The dimensions that are consistent with our ordination. Reveal it to us, Lord. What am I supposed to see in you? What is your dimension I'm supposed to give expression to? Reveal it to me this morning. Amalakabamash, Rapetete Soporia Tinash, Fale Kapura Taniata Tala, Ate Tomopo Sutua, Parakibo Senatia Tule, Aminona, Ekoria, Frini Sakabra, Hibisalaya. Hey! Amalakabakamamasat, Ila Kobre Setevena Tua. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Father. You are seated on the throne. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Father. You are seated on the throne. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Father. You are seated on the throne. Yeah.
Abato, 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 abato. to me. Listen to me. There are some of you that have preached the gospel, but it has not been able to reach the heart of man. You have only spoke to the heads of people. Right now, the Lord is about to put fire and authority on your voice. And so, precious Spirit of the living God, for everyone that you have put your word on their tongue, right now, Lord, I make demand. I say, let fire begin to rest. At the count of three, let the wind of fire begin to blow. One, Holy Spirit. Two, Holy Spirit. Three, Holy Spirit. Touch! 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 The fire of the Holy Ghost. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Touch them, Lord. Set them on fire. Set them on fire. Show them a dimension beyond doctrine. Touch. Put them on fire. Put them on fire. Put them on fire. Kakatanita cities. Mariana Tana. Mariana Tana. There's about to be a rise of revivalists. Many of you are about to receive your conscription this morning. A rise of revivalists. Men that will walk into darkness, and it will be said that a great light is shown up. Touch them now, Lord. Touch him, Lord. I set you on fire for the kingdom. Burn. Touch him, Lord. Where are the candidates of fire? Where are the candidates of fire? I set fire on you. Let your hands be on fire. Your body's on fire. Your legs on fire. The fire of God comes upon you now. Receive the fire. Receive the fire. Receive the fire. Hey! Ekatatato atenete. Paperito tosata. Eos Urikatea. Amote Terahani. Hey, hey, hey. Hey. Ile Kobose Tenete. Aile Lina Solo Giranata. Eparina Somorianatane. Hata, hata, hata. Komaria Tatina. Firebrands, firebrands. Firebrands arise. Firebrands arise. Where the men of fire make contact with fire now. I release fire. I release fire. The fire that burns in my bowels, I release it. Take. Where the fire burns, receive fire. I'm going to your walls and burn. 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 Burn for Jesus. Burn! Burn! I clothe you with fire. I clothe you with fire. Eleketos peretene tetezia tu teni. Eleketesi namate ilakila bana sobelete. Ariata tene tene elikazo zilatana. Ailakiba rabadedes. Ariana tamo tete teta. Ave la kamania tata, irakibara tonde seria tata nana. Hey, ila kabaso mele nane. Ani asaman eria toto zinamane. Fire, fire, fire! I put fire on your tongue. We are comments of fire. Manteria suba, zeba shibubaza. Fire! Beyond the knowledge of doctrine. Beyond doctrine. Beyond doctrine. Receive fire. Take. Receive fire. Take, brother. Fire, fire. Rendo sebrito. Higher measures of the spirit. Higher measures of the spirit. Higher measures of the spirit. The mantle. Apostolic mantle, It is enfired and enraged against darkness. Higher measures of the spirit. Higher measures. Higher measures. Take fire. Blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings. There's about to be an activation of spiritual gifts. Men who are called to be prophets, sights are about to open, sight in the spirit. Miracle workers, you are about to receive empowerment. Blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory. Blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory. Cover us with your wings. You can lift your hands to heaven. Lift it now. Men are about to receive activations of spiritual gifts. I command your eyes in the spirit. Open. Receive sight in the spirit. Receive sight in the spirit. Receive sight in the spirit. I command eyes. Open. Ears. Open. The Lord anoint your hands now. Letetesh Paretoa Sinota Zididis Rakipoa Setea Mombre Setebo Ruska Alababadazadadash. Holy Spirit, I've seen people, prophets, that we walk in the angelic realms. The angels touch you now. The angels of your calling, the angels of your ordination, make contact now. Make contact. I activate the angelic realm by this rhema word. Make contact. The angels of your ordination, help the brother so that he doesn't injure himself. The angels of your ordination, make contact. Make contact. Zetete. Rina tata. Bari. Thank you, Lord. Ziti Gabori Atanata. Hata. Mama Tate. I bring you into the warrior clan. I bring you into the warrior clan. Receive empowerment. Receive empowerment. Zetete. Porototopsatea. Reteteni Atatana. Everything you have in your spirit that is dormant before now, I activate the fountains of the deep. I open the fountains of the deep. Let the fountains of the deep open. Let the fountains of the deep open. Everything that was a potential, I activate it now. Everything that was a potential, let the fountains of the deep open. Ete Kaboria. There's a miracle worker here. That the oil is about to begin to drip on your head. And if I have spoken by the Spirit of God, let the oil rest. Let the oil rest. Where is the miracle worker? Let the oil rest. Help the brother. Let the oil rest. Lelo sote. Kaleto liatata. Liberana soa. Hey. Zatene tata. Marika pos. Jete desh. I see the Lord. The Lord is activating callings. Callings. Go challenge. Many of you now, we begin to see instructions about your call. Spirit of victory, cover us with your will. Spirit of victory, cover us with your will. I hear a sound in the spirit, and as I inquired in the spirit of wisdom spoke to me. He said, there is somebody here that have been giving sounds and chants, but you can't express it. The sound is locked in your bowels, and right now I stretch my hand in your direction. I ask that those possibilities that are locked in you break open in the name of Jesus. Break open in the name of Jesus. Break open. 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 Santa Kaboa. I'm seeing the Lord speak to me now. The Lord speaks to me. He said, there's a female intercessor here. There's a female intercessor. He has called you to be a warrior, to deliver your land and territory. He said, wherever you are, the burden of your territory travels with you. And right now, by the Holy Spirit, I stretch my hand in your direction. And I ask that the powers of intercession breaks out of you now. The powers, the powers, the powers, the powers break out of you. Hey. Hey. There is a being anointing a female here. A being, I saw it in the spirit. A being is pouring oil here. He's pouring oil on the lady. He's pouring oil. Akakatata. Rihanna Tatoa. Zitigas Gid Pradadia. Hey! 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 Tatatoria Tenas. Barakon Esatatas. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hey! Hey! I see something in the spirit. It's like a tablet of stone. I see something in the spirit. Listen. It's like a tablet of stone. And I see light coming from it. And the Lord said, it's kindling somebody's prayer altar. And the person I'm speaking to, that was your prayer point just about 5 minutes ago. The Lord said, he's kindling your prayer altar. He's kindling, he's setting your prayer altar on fire again. Who is the person? Just lift your hands towards me. Stretch your hand towards me. Mata Kapo Rasa. I confirm it in time. And right now, Holy Spirit, as I stretch my hand in their direction, I say, let the fire be transmitted now. Holy Ghost, touch. Holy Ghost, touch. Holy Ghost, touch. Holy Ghost, touch the fire on the altar. 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 Touch, Holy Spirit. Touch, Holy Spirit. Touch, Holy Spirit. Hey. I've seen somebody's feet planted in fire. And the Lord tells me, that one is taking him away. He's going to be going from place to place to preach the gospel as a witness of the end times. A witness of the end time. A witness of the end time. Set that feet on fire, Lord. Set that feet on fire. Hey! End time army, arise! End time army, arise! Especially without greed. Men of fire, men of courage, men of boldness, men that do not have lust, need of lust, arise! 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 The end time army, arise from among us. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Can you make a request of the Lord very quickly? Make a request. Make a request. Make a request.
Ministries are about to be born. Ministries. Oh Jesus. Holy Spirit. Akatatana tatash. Hey. Ilakash. Kaitatinata. Umbre setanita. Afe karaskila bandranana.
Can you lay your heart before the Lord so that He can place something on you this morning? Lay your heart before the Lord.
Lifting hands, bowing hearts is all we've come to do.
Lay your heart before the Lord. It's the final wind. The final wind. For men that we give up everything this morning. Men who will be willing to give up everything this morning. There's an ordination for you. There's an ordination. There's an ordination. There's an ordination.
He said, but your seasons are near. He said, hear it, your seasons are near. The time of unveiling is near. The time of unveiling. The time of unveiling is near. These are the most delicate time of your life. Between now and the next 6 months, you have the highest temptations of your life. He says, stand. He said, having done all to stand, stand therefore. Stand therefore. Stand therefore. Because the time of your showing forth is near. Kantaras, Baras Kevinas, Bella Kaboria, Late Zozo. I speak blessings over you. I speak grace. I speak wisdom. I speak power. Everything you need God to become for you. As I stretch my hand towards you now, I say, receive those encounters. You need God to become your healer. You need God to become your wealth. God to become power. God to become your sustainer. Receive. I stand as one man, but I stand with the strength of many. I stand as a custodian of the witnesses of this house. I stand as an ambassador and as one who has inherited the spirit of the house, and I speak in your direction. I say everything that you want God to become for you, receive that encounter. May the Lord become real to you from this day. Every area the devil has tormented you, receive strength to overcome. You have fallen before, receive the grace to stand. In your areas of ignorance, the Lord will become your illumination. In your areas of weakness, the Lord becomes your strength. In the areas of lack, the Lord himself becomes your sufficiency. And from this day, the hand of God will become visible. Every time you call upon heaven, heaven will answer. And every lust that have enslaved you before now, I speak to it by the strength of the Spirit. I say, let that lust be mortified in the name of Jesus. Rise up and shine, for your light is come. The glory of the Lord is lifted upon you. And therefore I decree that the countenance of God rises above you perpetually. The face of God shine upon you, and the hand of God remains upon you eternally. Go in this thy might and conquer territories for Jesus. Every door before you that is locked, I speak by the strength of God, and I ask that those doors open. In the name of Jesus, I anoint your hand with power. Everything that was dying, touch it and let it come back to life. In the name of Jesus, I anoint your eyes to see from the plane of God, so that you will see the right things. I put oil upon your tongue to only speak virtue, to speak grace, and to speak power. And may your ears in the spirit open, so that you can hear the whispers from Zion, the whispers that carry men to deep places in deep waters. Receive those dimensions in the name of Jesus. I ask that the grace of God be built on your inside like an infrastructure, and on the strength of that work, may you begin to walk in the fullness of your calling. Walk in light, and let there be no occasion of falling or of darkness in you. In the name of Jesus the Father, in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, and in the name of God the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit.
You ancient Zion's King, we cry out, Kadosh, you are mighty.
You want to worship the Lord?
You reign, you reign,
you reign, you ancient Zion's King, Kadosh, Kadosh,
you are mighty on your.
You reign, you reign. You reign, Kadosh.
You are mighty on your throne.
You reign, you reign, you reign.
You reign, you reign,
you reign,
you reign, Kadosh. You are mighty on your throne.
Listen, there's grace. There's grace in the atmosphere. I tell you, there is grace in the atmosphere. There is virtue in the atmosphere. Lay hold on something, brother. Lambano something. Lambano something. Make demands. There is grace in the atmosphere.
You are, you are Zion's King. Kadosh, Kadosh.
You are mighty.
You run, 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 you
I keep you. I heard that some of you, your ranking in the spirit increased. Your thought in the spirit increased. Your sight in the spirit increased. Wisdom is given to you. Power. Power is given to you. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, take up the spirit you put on me and place on them. Thank you. Giving speed. Touch that one, Lord. Touch. Speed. Acceleration. Both in the spirit and in the natural. Touch.
Carried you from the boundary of natural experience into the boundary of supernatural experience. The same things you were doing before now, you will do them and you will see a different set of results, because there's been a promotion in the spirit. Many of you will begin to have encounters. The encounters that were shut out from you for many years will return. And as I speak now, I see a young man who was born a prophet. From a tender age, he began to see open vision, but those encounters are lost. Those encounters will return. Most of you, you begin to receive your messages in the spirit. The steps you take in life, you will be divinely guided. There will be a grace for speed and acceleration. Some of you have been on one valley for long. The Lord will open and bring you promotion that will wow you. Some of you received authority in the spirit. You begin to speak and demons will be cast out. Demons will see you, they will flee. And you will find yourself laying hands on the sick and you will recover. Some of you receive garments, the garments of revival. The garments. You will leave now, you will talk, and the hearts of men will be set on fire. You will no longer talk to their mind, you will talk to their heart. He said, when Peter spoke, the people said they were caught in their heart. It's the utterance of revivalists. That's the dimension most of you have entered. Some of you, the spirit realm was alien to you. You only knew stories about the spirit realm. You heard stories about angels. But you begin to have literal experiences of the spirit realm. Most of you now, your place of prayer, prayer session will become vision session. You will see visions, as if it's a part of natural existence. Every step you want to take, the Lord will show you. And life will no longer be a function of assumptions. You will know where to go. You know where to stand. You know what to do by the help of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory.